This is KCUR. I'm Alana Gordon. Governor Jay Nixon is expected to call for spending more money on education when he makes his annual State of the State address tonight. In particular, he's expected to propose increases to early childhood education programs and will advocate for a longer school year. Nixon also wants lawmakers to focus on mental health training as a means of improving security to Missouri's K-12 schools.
While we have a number of issues violence in our country, the two significant public events, the one in Aurora, Colorado, and the other in Newtown, one connector between them was significant mental health issues.
Nixon spoke out last month against legislation in the House that would allow teachers and administrators who have concealed carry permits to bring their guns with them to school. The governor is also expected to call for expanding Medicaid, which Republican leaders have already said they won't do. Top officials from General Motors, including its CEO, will be at the Fairfax plant in Kansas City, Kansas, for a major announcement at noon today. City officials expect to learn more about an expansion that they hope will put the plant on solid ground for years to come. City leaders expressed concern about the plant's future back in 2009, when the entire General Motors company was in financial trouble. Fairfax is KCK's largest taxpayer. It employs nearly 4,000 people and produces one new car nearly every minute. Honeywell's massive move from the Bannister Federal Complex to the south edge of Kansas City is now underway. The company plans to move nearly 3,000 pieces of equipment over the next year and a half. The Kansas City Star reports the move will cost about $1 billion. The plant makes about 85% of the non-nuclear parts that go into nuclear weapons. The new campus has five structures. The floor of its main manufacturing building spans 17 acres. The Topeka Rescue Mission served more than 2,000 people and more than 500,000 meals last year. The Rescue Mission's executive director, Barry Feeker, says the homeless problem in Topeka and across the state of Kansas has grown, and it's getting worse.
Homelessness and poverty and hunger and all the things that are associated with it is ugly. It's ugly. It's sad. It's frightening. It's scary. And it's multifaceted. There are so many now. More individuals who really don't have what I would consider to be a really good opportunity to do something really good with their lives.
Feeker says the rescue mission's already filled to capacity, but plans are in the works to expand. Highway planners in Missouri want public input in how to improve I-70 around Kansas City. Possibilities include closing access at some interchanges, like at Brooklyn Avenue, Benton Boulevard, and Truman Road. The Manchester interchange is also under consideration, even though the state previously put that idea aside after protests from area businesses. The Kansas City Star reports that highway engineers have been studying ways to make the highway safer. The Missouri Department of Transportation will be holding several public meetings around the state through the end of February. The first one kicks off this week in Kansas City at the Museums on 18th and Vine. Children's Mercy Hospital in Kansas City has received a $1 million grant to further its genetic testing and rapid genome sequencing efforts. The hospital got the funds from the William T. Kemper Foundation and hopes it will help in their work in diagnosing and improving the health of those born with inherited pediatric diseases. This is KCUR.